This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host today, Chase Geiser, filling in for the great Alex Jones. I know Alex said when we first played that liner, I didn't write that, I'm not the last beacon of hope, but I wrote that liner, and I think he's the last beacon of hope against a world of deception, against the New World Order. But there are many that are in the fight. But it's so important to support InfoWars because we truly are a very special network in this fight for freedom against the establishment of the globalist elite and the New World Order. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com and support us, and make sure you call in 877-789-2539 because I do want to take your calls for the duration of this hour, specifically starting in the next segment. We might take a call this segment too. But before we go into calls, I do want to talk a little bit about James O'Keefe, who is filing a lawsuit against Hawaii governor over criminalization of journalism. James O'Keefe is teaming up with attorney Mike Yoder to sue the governor of Hawaii after a new provision prohibits journalists from investigating in the wake of the Maui wildfires. Let's go ahead and play clip 06, and then we'll dive in after that.
So I'm with attorney Mike Yoder, who's decided to file a lawsuit in light of some of these revelations. Mike, what do you intend to do?
The first and most important thing is just so people in Hawaii and Lahaina understand that what we're trying to do is ensure that the land that they are so, you know, sincere about and that they care so much about isn't taken from them a second time. A lot of the animosity and hostility is understandable based on the history and the culture that is very deeply rooted in Hawaii. But if we don't have the freedom of the press, we don't have the freedom of speech, and people are kept in the dark as to what the government's doing and what is going on, there's no way to ever have a people-led or people-controlled society. So the first step we're going to take down is the suppression of electronic media and make sure people are able to speak freely. Second step is to take out the criminal provisions of people exercising the rights that are guaranteed under both the U.S. Constitution and the Hawaiian Constitution.
And this is the statute, the revised statute that we've been hearing about?
Revised statute 127A-13 is where the provisions are. They're criminalizing it under Section 29.
And if people want to support you, how can they do that?
You guys can go to MauiLegalPreservationFund.org. I'm not taking a dollar from any of the people here. I'm representing them entirely for free. I'm also not doing it on contingency. There's nothing that's coming out of these people's pockets. It's mainly to preserve and protect their land, and we're just trying to make sure that the government is kept in check. Otherwise, they will go unhinged.
So we can see there that James O'Keefe is fighting for truth against corruption, as always, which is probably why he is no longer with Project Veritas. I tell you what, man, as soon as you get a board of directors, that's how you know that a company is about ready to go under. I mean, not necessarily under financially, but all of its integrity, all of its mission statements, all of its values are about to be compromised as soon as a board of directors comes in place instead of a CEO. We saw this happen with Google. It goes public. Within a number of years, they remove "Don't be evil" from their mission statement. We saw this happen with Facebook. It used to be the best social media platform in the world. It went public. Now it's totally woke, and it totally sucks to be on, right? We saw this happen with Apple. It went public. They fired Steve Jobs. The company almost went over. Then they had to bring Steve back and basically give him executive authority over everything in order to save the company. We saw it happen with Twitter. They went public. They got a board. They went woke. They started censoring everyone. And now it's finally good again because it's reprivatized and there's actually a CEO at the helm. Make sure that you call 877-789-2539. Again, that is 877-789-2539. After this break coming up in a minute, we are going to be taking your calls. I want to hear what you think about everything that's going on as far as Bill Gates is concerned, as far as Russell Brand is concerned, as far as these Maui wildfires are concerned. I'm going to dive in a little bit more on that in the next segment too, right as we take calls. In the meantime, make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Because sometimes you need an added boost, and that's why the Real Red Pill Plus is the perfect pregnenolone-fueled formula for you at 25% off. Add this whole-body support with a boost of zinc and pregnenolone to your daily routine and see the difference. Remember, folks, the Real Red Pill Plus is back at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everything you buy at InfoWarsStore.com is not only in exchange for a great product, but it is in support of the greatest network fighting the greatest evil this world has ever seen. That is the New World Order and the globalist conglomeration of all power and subjugation of humanity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I'm Chase Geiser, filling in for the great Alex Jones. And what you're hearing there is a beautiful song, I believe, called The Ecstasy of Gold, which was famously featured at the end of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly with Clint Eastwood. Sort of a prescient theme, given that scene at the end of The Good Guy, of course, Clint Eastwood, The Bad Guy, and The Ugly Man, all knowing a piece of the puzzle to find the hidden gold. And you see their desperation as they're willing to do anything to compromise any value, any morality, in order to trick the others out of their share of the gold and take it all for themselves. That's what's happening today. That's what's going on today. We have the bad and the ugly in power trying to do everything they can to trick good people, honest people, out of their share of the earnings from the work that they do. We see this in that we're hyper-taxed, and that our taxes aren't spent on any goods or infrastructure for these people, or to empower America, but are given to the morally compromised and corrupt in Ukraine. We see that these resources are used to help all of our enemies all over the world, whether in the Middle East, whether in Europe, whether in Taiwan, even in China. All these resources go away from us towards our enemies so that our political class can get the kickback. It's exactly what we're experiencing in the world today. I don't know if you noticed this week, but millions of dollars were diverted from Egypt, from the United States, to Taiwan to bolster their defense in the face of the warships that are now surrounding the island. It looks like China is in a position to invade Taiwan, given all of the resources and distractions the United States is committed to in Ukraine. This would be an ideal time for China to act. We are at the weakest that we've ever been as a nation since the Civil War. So if China is ever going to take Taiwan, now would be the time to do it, because we in the United States aren't in a position to mitigate that, to counteract that. And I'm not suggesting that we ever go to war with China over Taiwan. I don't think that we should go to war with superpowers on behalf of other nations at all. I am a populist. I believe in America first, 100%. But I also do believe in protecting the interests of the United States of America, in protecting the national security of the United States of America, in such a way that through trade and negotiation and international relations, we don't ever arrive at a problem where we have to actually make a decision whether to go to war or not with a superpower on behalf of our interests. But when you have weak leaders, this is what we're faced with. Jordan Peterson famously said, if you're concerned about what a strong man in power will do, someone like Donald Trump, just wait till you see what a weak man in power will do. And that's what we've seen here in the United States. We have seen what America looks like when a weak man is in leadership, and it is hell to pay. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. First up, I want to take a call from John in Tallahassee. John, how are you, sir?
Doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for your call.
All right. Well, you, AKA John county freight train. But that's beside the point. What I want to say is, I wonder if it can be investigated how much money Bill Gates is going to make on a vaccine for malaria now that he's done set mosquitoes loose in Florida and Texas and God knows where. You know, the people in India and Africa, they don't like him for all the vaccines he's put over there.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You know, and this is one of the funny things about Bill Gates to me is that people talk about how he gave his entire wealth away. He's donated everything that he made from Microsoft to the fighting against disease in third world impoverished countries, to the establishment of safety and resources and green energy and health to people all over the world. He's done so much good since he was the founder of Microsoft with his wealth. But time and time again, we see that he's making investment decisions, not for the good of the people, but so that he can make millions upon millions of dollars. I mean, you don't buy 1,038,000 shares of BioNTech at $18 a share and then sell it a year and a half later or 2 years later for $300 a share because you love humanity so much. You do it so you can make tens and tens of millions of dollars, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, off of that business deal. And when you have insider knowledge like that, and when you have incentive to lie about products in the public health sector in order to make millions upon millions of dollars like that, it's not something that you're doing to save humanity. And frankly, if you look at it from an altruistic perspective, let's just measure up how much good Bill Gates did for humanity at Microsoft versus since Microsoft with all of his vaccine baloney, right? I mean, Microsoft, whether you like Microsoft or not, whether you like Bill Gates or not, you have to admit it put the internet and computing in the hands of poor people all over the world. There are people in India right now that are able to do things like graphic design, software development, web development, that are able to provide for their families for the first time in a way that was not possible before Microsoft because of Microsoft, because of things like Windows 95, Windows 98, Windows XP, these operating systems, and then all the hardware that was cheap enough for the first time ever that a college didn't have to spend $100,000 on a supercomputer in order for somebody to do a little bit of math, but everybody could have a computer more powerful than the computation used to get astronauts to the moon in their own home, even in a third world home, right? So I contend that Bill Gates, through his work at Microsoft, did much more to actually help vulnerable, disenfranchised, and poor people all over the world than anything that he's ever done altruistically through any charity since he left Microsoft. And it's just a testament to the fact that capitalism is actually better for the poor than collectivism. Capitalism is better for the vulnerable than altruism. Doing things out of your own self-interest with a moral compass, right? Not at the expense of other people, but building giant companies that offer legitimate value to people all over the world actually helps the poor people more than just trying to enforce your agenda or your ideals or your view on humanity by throwing billions upon billions of dollars at wasteful nonprofits. I want to take more calls. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. We've got time for one more call before we cut the break. Let's hear from Alex in Michigan. Alex, how are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, man. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about how the Illuminati is run, and it's run by the Jesuits.
Okay. Tell me more.
And so it's the Freemasons also, the high-level Freemasons. I understand you're a Freemason. Maybe you're only a Blue Lodge and don't know what's going on higher up, but the Jesuits use Freemasonry to fulfill the needs of the Black Pope in Rome, who runs Washington, D.C. through Georgetown University and the Masonic Lodge there in D.C.
Okay, I'm a member of Federal Lodge Number 1 in D.C. It's among several Masonic lodges in D.C., and I can tell you for a fact that Freemasonry has nothing to do with the existing conspiracies around the Illuminati or the New World Order or the Black Pope. Frankly, I believe it's still against the Catholic Church to even be a member of a Masonic lodge because the Masonic lodges were associated with the Reformation and freedom of thought and freedom of speech in a time where the Catholic Church sought to mitigate all of those freedoms and have complete control over free speech. speech. And I think that anyone out there in the audience who goes to visit a Masonic Lodge, which visitation is open to the public on the nights that they meet for dinner, for guests to ask questions, you'll find that these are not the people that you would think would take over the world. If we are taking over the world, we're certainly doing it one spaghetti dinner at a time, one cookie sale at a time. So and you can say, oh, you're not high up enough. And sure, I'm certain that there are people that are very powerful that also happen to be Freemasons that are involved in some questionable things. But the fraternity itself is a fraternity that is based off of freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of religion. Our founders were Freemasons, not because they were conspiring together to seize power, but because they were conspiring together to free man from all oppression and tyranny worldwide. It's an anti-globalist fraternity. It's the oldest fraternity in the world, and one, in my opinion, cannot claim to love America and simultaneously claim to disavow Freemasonry, because without Freemasonry, this country would not exist. Stick with us, folks. We'll be back after this break. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com and get something to support the network.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host today, Chase Geiser, filling in for the great Alex Jones. And how prescient again that we're playing the music by Daft Punk for Tron, because I watched Tron yesterday and it is such a good movie and the theme is so true as to everything that we're experiencing now with the development of artificial intelligence. Such a good movie. I recommend that you guys go back and watch that. I think it came out when I was in high school 10, 15 years ago. I'm going to take more calls this segment. I want to hear from Carmen in Pennsylvania. Carmen, how are you?
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm hanging in, surviving,
yeah.
Barely.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just want to say, I just started listening to you guys like maybe a month and a half ago. Started listening to Owen maybe 2-3 weeks ago.
Awesome. Welcome to the family.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, guys. For real, for real. You guys, you know, I knew something was going on. You know, I knew something was going on. I couldn't put the dots together. And then I was living in near San Antonio for a couple years. And I just came back to Pennsylvania like a week and a half ago because I see what's going on. I know what's going on. There's something big that was going on, and you guys really hit the nail on the head with it. With the globalists, the Democrats being involved with it, everything going on, it really, I'm fired up about it. Fired up. People are too stupid. They're either too stupid to see it, or they're involved in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Yep. Those who love the state either are the state or want to be the state. That's what Ayn Rand said.
No doubt. No doubt. And the people with the power, well, as soon as they get a little drop of power, they go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to lose it, so they'll do anything to keep it. And that's even killing Americans.
Amen.
I believe.
How did you find us the first time? How did you? What brought you to us?
Well, I didn't have cable or nothing like that, so I had the internet, and I just kept watching Newsmax.
Mm-hmm.
Screw Fox. Fox is, you know, I'm CNN, you know, they're like fake news. So I started watching The Real America's Voice and Newsmax, and then I heard Alex Jones, and I'm like, okay, let's Google Alex Jones. So I Google it, and InfoWars, I'm like, let's check this out. So I check you guys out, and I can't shut the TV off. You know what I mean?
Hey, can I show you a clip from Newsmax, and then you stay on with us, and we'll talk about it? I want you guys to play clip number 8. This was when I was on Newsmax just a couple of months ago.
I heard a rumor that there was, for example, classified documents stored in a shower at Mar-a-Lago. But the only president I'm aware of who's committed a crime in a shower is Joe Biden, if you read Ashley Biden's diary.
Well, again, not many people have seen that diary. Those who have seen it give us their evaluation on that.
What do you think of that, Carmen?
Yeah. That's awesome. You got to spread it, though. You got to spread it.
That's the truth.
Nobody knows. And I don't have friends. Because with friends like these people around, who these enemies, they're all out to get you. But anyways, I was thinking back when Trump didn't lose, that, you know, Obama released the virus so that they can suppress us, so they can do what they needed to do to rig the elections, right? They killed millions of people, so they say, to fear-monger everything going on. I figured it out as soon as it happened. I knew. It came out so they can rig the friggin' election. But to kill millions of people around the world for power, That's just crazy. That is absolutely crazy.
Yep.
People need to stand up.
They are so glad. They are so glad that the pandemic happened. The left is so grateful that millions of people all over the world died. And the pharmaceutical companies are so ecstatic that this happened. That's the real crime. That's the real travesty and tragedy of this, is that it happened and they're grateful that it happened.
No doubt. And another note, the suppression of Owen, to put him in jail, I'm a Marine Corps veteran. You know what I mean?
Thanks for your service.
I'm a freaking patriot. And I sent on a live text saying, Owen, I'm unemployed. I don't make anything off my benefits. I'm almost homeless. You don't have to pay me nothing. I don't want no money. I will be your bodyguard. I will protect you for nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel the same way. You know, and when I started working here, I told him, I was like, if I could afford it, I'd pay to work here. I mean, that's how much I believe in it here. And I appreciate your call, Carmen, and your support for Owen. For the listeners out there who feel the same way about Owen, make sure you visit defendowen.com and support him in any way that you can. This is a tough time for him. He's got the best attitude of anyone that I could imagine about it. He is inspired to fight even harder than ever before. And I know that in the next couple of hours, starting at 6 o'clock Central here, you're going to be hearing more from the Owen side, the Owen perspective regarding everything that's going on. So make sure you stay tuned in for that. But anything you can do to support Owen, visit defendowen.com. Of course, visit defendjones.com, as well as purchase anything you can from InfoWarsStore.com. Carmen, welcome to the family. Thank you so much for joining the InfoWars Army. Next up, I want to hear from Duncan in Connecticut. Duncan, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Chase. You're doing an awesome job today with the show.
Thank you.
I like the point you made about capitalism being better for the poor and for the poverty-stricken than collectivism. Best evidence for that is just the rise of the West with the guidance of America leading the way, and with the Industrial Revolution and everything we've built since then. We've destroyed poverty in this area, you know, in this whole region until recently with the way everything's being destroyed. But as far as the last caller's concerned, that's great to hear. The awakening is one-directional. You know, I've been following Alex since 2008, and back then we were all called crazy kook. And now half of what Alex says is the main points of the Republican Party. So the awakening is real. It's happening. The Great Awakening is unstoppable.
Absolutely.
The reason I'm calling is because of the Twitter files. We all learned about the various government connections and people involved with the FBI and state governments contacting Twitter and these various companies to have certain views suppressed, to have certain things promoted. But the thing that I haven't heard is anybody discussing the implications of that as far as it relates to the mainstream media in general. If this is happening with Twitter and these new social media organizations that have been around for slightly over a decade at this point, just imagine how riddled with government influence the mainstream media has been for decades at this point. I just haven't heard anybody discuss that at all, and I'd like to know your thoughts.
Yeah, so we're about ready to come up on a break in the next 27 seconds, but I will dive into that at the beginning of the next segment and respond to that. Thank you so much for that call. I do appreciate it. I think it's an outstanding point. In the meantime, folks, make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com and get any one of our products. My favorites include BrainForce Plus, which I take every day, and TurboForce Plus, which I take as often as I get my hands on it. Make sure you stick with us. We'll be back right after this break, and visit InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants.
antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off, or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host today, Chase Geyser, filling in for the great original gangster, irreplaceable Alex Jones himself. It is an honor and a pleasure to be with you. I've been having a blast the last 90 minutes. This has really just flown by. Great caller at the end of the last segment brought up the point, if, as we see from the Twitter files, the CIA, FBI, Deep State is so intimately integrated in our social media platforms, then what does that say about our mainstream media platforms, which are much older, right? So we had the Red Scare right after World War II. There was this major anti-communist push. We were all afraid that communism was spreading everywhere. We used it as an excuse to get in Vietnam and make a ton of money for our military-industrial complex contractors. And during that time, there was a massive expansion of the deep state, right? Things like the CIA and the FBI became increasingly powerful. We saw the same thing happen after the September 11th attacks in 2001. where those attacks were used as a pretext, as Alex Jones famously said and predicted multiple times in that very year. They were used as a pretext to empower the deep state to increase surveillance on Americans in such a way that everything you say, do, think, where you're located, who you vote for, what you buy, everything you do is recorded and traceable by the government. And if, as these Twitter files reveal, the CIA, FBI, were able to get so intimately integrated in Twitter specifically, given that Twitter is only sort of a handful of years old compared to legacy outlets, what does that say about their control of the mainstream media, right? So if we had this Red Scare in the 50s, if we had this major expansion of our intelligence operatives back then, weren't they getting integrated in all of the major media outlets? Why is it that virtually every single major media outlet was fear-mongering about the Cold War? I often wonder if Russia even really wanted a Cold War. I often wonder if the only reason that Russia was growing its arsenal so much and expanding its power so much in terms of nuclear capabilities was because they were terrified that the United States was going to bomb them. After all, we were the only nation in the history of the world to ever actually use a nuclear weapon. So what's to say that we wouldn't use it again? There was more reason to be afraid of us than there was for us to be afraid of them. Yet we have the entire mainstream media throughout the entirety of the Cold War. Great movies like The Red Dawn come out, which are Cold War era movies, suggesting that there's this great communist threat of Russian nuclear proliferation, of Russian nuclear war. And I wonder if there actually was. I think perhaps the CIA, FBI, the deep state, the intelligence community was pushing that narrative through the select number of channels that we had access to as Americans to consume to heighten the fear within the American people to justify dramatic increases in military expenditures, which ultimately resulted in billions, if not trillions of dollars to be made for the military-industrial complex. And we know that the military-industrial complex is not the only industrial complex that runs the show here, right? We famously cite the military-industrial complex as the reason for all of our ails and overspending in America. But really, it's more than that. It's the political-industrial complex. And you can go through Hunter Biden's emails and you can see that there is a political-industrial complex. And what I mean to say is it doesn't always have to be war. It can be through things like humanitarian aid, right? So when Haiti gets hit with a tsunami or an earthquake or whatever, there's an entire political industrial complex that makes millions upon millions of dollars off of sending things like fresh water to those vulnerable people. The reason that we help these nations out is twofold. There's one sort of questionably legitimate reason. One reason that we give aid is because down the line, if we need a country to do something for us, we can threaten to withhold that aid, right? So we make these countries dependent on us through the aid that we give. And then when we need them to do something, they will always do it for us because they're afraid of losing their aid. The federal government has done the same thing with the states here in the United States, where each of the 50 states has become so dependent on funding from the federal government, whether it's infrastructure-related funding, education-related funding, energy-related funding. It's so dependent on licensure and funding, universities the same way, from the federal government, that anytime the federal government makes a demand of the states or the universities, the states always comply because they don't want to lose the millions and millions of dollars that they're being given. We have been bought and paid for and compromised by our own government in a way that has never existed before in the United States. Like, do you think that the Civil War would have even happened had the federal government been giving so much money to the states in the South prior to it? I wonder if it would have. I mean, that's the biggest reason that it wouldn't happen again would be just that the states are so financially dependent on the federal government, just like all these foreign countries are so dependent. But to reel it back in, the point that I'm trying to make is that if the intelligence community was getting so involved and integrated in Twitter in the last 10 years, then it was certainly integrated in our mainstream media outlets, especially in the context of the Cold War, the expansion of the intelligence community, and the Red Scare. So everything that you see leaked from Elon Musk at X regarding the deep state's coercion and involvement of social media, all that is happening at Facebook, at Google, at probably Snapchat of all places, at TikTok, even though TikTok's a Chinese company. All this stuff is happening. LinkedIn, Microsoft, Bing, all these companies. And, of course, Fox, CNN, Newsmax even. Everywhere that there is news being broadcast, there is a deep state trying to either compromise or destroy that network, right? So they were trying to compromise Twitter, and now they're trying to destroy it because it can't be compromised. InfoWars can't be compromised, so they're trying to destroy it. They're doing everything they can to bring us off the air because they know that InfoWars is not for sale. They can't come in and infiltrate and coerce and threaten or bully us into lying to you, because the whole reason we do this in the first place is not for the money. It's because we're devoted to the truth. Sometimes you're just compelled to do something and it doesn't really make sense why you want to do it. If you're an artist or you know an artist out there, sometimes you write a song even though you don't know whether or not anyone's going to listen to it because you're just compelled to write the song. Or you paint a painting even though you don't know whether anyone's ever going to look at it because you're just compelled to paint the painting. Or you write a book or you write a poem. And that's the way InfoWars is. This whole network was founded on a compulsion to tell the truth and to unmask or unveil the lies, to reveal the truth, because you can only be lied to so much before the only thing that matters to you is the truth at any cost. And now we've gotten to a point where we've got nothing to lose but the truth itself. And so we're more committed, more devoted than ever before to telling you the truth. I don't know if you've noticed, but if you've been watching Alex for over 10 years, the network has gotten more serious. Because the problems have gotten more serious and the end has gotten closer. We're coming up upon very serious times in this country. And things like me losing my best friend of 10 years over political differences is only the beginning. These are the early signs of real division, real difficulty in this country. Do you think if Donald Trump wins in 2024 that there isn't going to be violence and division? Do you think if Donald Trump loses in 2024 that there isn't going to be violence and division? This next year is going to be incredibly difficult, and the time after this election, regardless of the outcome of it, is going to be incredibly difficult. And that's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air, that InfoWars is able to exercise its right to freedom of speech and freedom of the press to tell you the truth so that you can stay awake. Stick with us, folks. We'll be back after this break. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com and support this network by getting something awesome for yourself or a loved one.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down into the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant, and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. And we put our faith, and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Operates without the influence of the FBI or the CIA? With these Twitter file releases, we see that it's not actually private businesses doing it because they're all influenced by the FBI and the CIA. When Twitter is technically a private company, but it's A, publicly traded, and B, meeting with the FBI and taking orders from the FBI on weekly meetings, monthly meetings about who to censor, what to take down, then it's not even a private entity anymore. These businesses are actually extensions of the federal government.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Chase Geiser, filling in for the great Alex Jones himself. I want to take a call from Tin Man in Texas. You got a Turbo Force plug, Tin Man?
The Turbo Force. You know, the Turbo Force, I just got this going for Hunter Biden next time, you know. If he just goes and snorts Turbo Force, he can still buy guns.
I'm not addicted to cocaine, but I am addicted to Turbo Force. Is that okay? Yeah, you can still have the gun, right?
Yeah. Hey, I do want to put a little bit of input too on the like what you've been talking about. Like, I'm looking at X and all the social media and stuff. All it is Mockingbird 2.0.
What do you mean? I'm not familiar with Mockingbird, man. What's Project Mockingbird again?
Well, Project Mockingbird, that was basically the Red Scare. They got the media, you know, they infiltrated the media with CIA.
That's what they called it.
Yeah, that was like the Woodward. I think his name was Woodward. Basically, he was a naval intelligence officer, and all of a sudden, he just wrote the best article about the JFK assassination. It's been going on for a long time, and I really think the social media right now, it's just Mockingbird 2.0.
100%, man. Thanks for your call, Tim, man. Appreciate it. Take care. Let's hear from Jessica in San Diego. Jessica, you got something about artificial intelligence you wanted to talk about?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, how are you?
So, I am well. So you've talked about with some experts on AI and you know, how far it advanced and all of that. However, I've always gotten this really, really weird feeling with the vacuums and the refrigerators and the Alexas that no one is honest with their internet searches or they try to hide it. However, with all of that, they hear all of the arguments, the lovemaking, the plotting, the scheming, and that's where AI can zero in on the honesty of people, and that it gives me such a creepy feeling that that's what they're listening to more so than the algorithms and the normal stuff.
Yeah. So,
and
you bring up a great point, and I think you're absolutely right. There's a couple things I think about that. The first thing is, in order for things like a Google Home or an Alexa to work, it has to be constantly recording you, because in order to respond to you when you say things like, hey Siri or hey Alexa, it's always got to have the microphone on, picking up and looking for those keywords so that it can respond to your prompts. So it's undoubtedly true that these devices are always recording you. Now, traditionally, these platforms, these companies have said that they're not monitoring these recordings and they're not keeping them for a long period of time, or they're only a few seconds at a time. And it's come out. I think there have been data breaches. It's been a minute since this has broken in the news, but I believe Amazon had one fairly recently, like within the last couple of years, where they had tons of recordings from the Amazon Alexas. And I think you could even go and look up in your Amazon Alexa account the recordings that they have if you do a data download, but I could be wrong about that. But that being said, this information is being recorded, and traditionally, there's so much data, so much being recorded, that there's been no way for anybody to actively monitor these recordings, right? So they would have a human being monitor recordings, perhaps if certain keywords were triggered, or if you were a person who was on a list as a potential threat, then they may actively monitor these recordings. However, we're getting to a point with the advancement of quantum computing and artificial intelligence that we won't need, or not we, I should say, they won't need human beings actively monitoring the recordings that are being made by these smart devices in your home, whether it's your refrigerator, whether it's your television, whether it's your car, whether it's your phone. Because the artificial intelligence can not only monitor it and scan for keywords, but now it's gotten to a point where it can actually monitor it and interpret it and understand the meaning of what you're saying, what you're doing. So the artificial intelligence is like, oh, this person's talking about XYZ. They're making a spaghetti dinner right now, and they're frustrated because the instructions on the YouTube video that they're watching aren't clear enough because they skip a step. Like, the AI knows that now. It's not just hearing each individual word that you're saying or each individual sort of like two or three word phrase. It understands and can convey what's going on. So you could feasibly, on the other end of this artificial intelligence, go in and say, make a list of recordings of someone who may be plotting to commit a murder. And it could come up and say, oh, this, you know, here are all the recordings of people that may be plotting to commit a murder based off of the devices. And then they can come proactively, sort of like Minority Report, arrest you because of that. And as long as the government is, you know, super just and moral, then maybe these tools could be used for good. But we know that every single genocide that's ever happened in the history of the world has been at the hands of a government or a formal authority of some sort, and that these powers are always ultimately at one time or another, at one point or another, used to an evil end. So when you know about this artificial intelligence, and when you know about all these platforms and that they're constantly recording what you're doing, what your face looks like, what your search history is, what you're saying, and we know that we see the Biden administration on television talking about how the greatest threat to national security is white supremacy or domestic terrorism, and we have the intelligence community coming out with a list of signs that someone is a radical, dangerous extremist, and those signs are things like the Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag. When you marry all these factors together, then you realize, oh my God, they're going to use all this technology to A, label me as an extremist or domestic terrorist so I don't have any rights, and then B, persecute me for my political beliefs. If you think what's happening to Alex Jones is bad, or if you think what's happening to Owen Schroyer is bad, or what's happening to Russell Brand is bad, just wait till you see what they do to your neighbor. Because they start with the influencers to set an example. They start with the people that swing heavy. That got a real strong punch, right? They get real frustrated when Alex says something more than when your neighbor says something because Alex has millions upon millions of listeners. So they're going to go after him first. But it's not going to stop there, folks. When Trump said, it's not me they're after, it's you, I'm just in the way, that was perhaps the most true political statement, political slogan in the history of political slogans in the United States of America. And they are coming after you. And that's why it's more important than ever to fight back and to speak out, because those who stand by quietly and allow this to happen are complicit. I know the left says silence is violence. I'm not saying that you're evil because you're quiet, but I'm saying that cowardice is exploited. So don't be a coward. I know you're afraid of losing your job or losing your friends if you post too much on social media about what your political beliefs are. I've lost my friends. I've lost clients over what my political beliefs are. But I'm telling you right now, the danger of not saying anything, the danger of not doing anything, is so much greater than the danger or the risks of speaking out now, because these tools are coming in place, the stars are aligning, and the government is positioning itself for total control over thought, total control over speech, total control over action, and total control over property. And if we don't fight back now, it's going to be too late. But it's not too late yet. There are still people fighting. There are still voices speaking, whether it's the James O'Keefe's, whether it's this Christine Anderson, the German MEP, whether it's Alex Jones, whether it's Owen Schroer, whether it's Joe Rogan. There are still people that are speaking out. There are still people that are waging this war for freedom, but you can't just rely on people with 150,000 followers to win this. It's got to be you. You got to repost. You got to share the show. You got to share the links. You got to share it with friends. You got to say what you actually think. Do it respectfully. Do it coherently. Do it in a way that is credible and reputable and honorable. But share if you care. Send people to InfoWarsStore.com. Send people to InfoWars.com. It's the best place to get the news. You know, I was talking to my dad the other day, and I was like, hey, I'm more well-informed now since I started working at InfoWars than I've ever been. And my dad's a right-wing guy and InfoWars supporter. And he says, yeah, but you're only seeing one side of the story. I'm like, no. At InfoWars, we don't only see one side of the story because we cover what everybody else is saying. If you work at InfoWars, you see the CNN article and the response to the CNN article. You see what Fox is saying. You see what Newsmax is saying. You see what MSNBC is saying. You see what NBC is saying. Every single network you can imagine, we see it, we read it, and we respond to it. We follow the narrative because it is the medium through which the enemy speaks to us and tries to manipulate us and tries to overpower us. So if you're listening to InfoWars, you are not only getting one side of the story, you're being presented with the narrative, and then you're presented with a counterargument. That's not one side of the story, but if you watch CNN, you're certainly getting one side of the story. You're getting the state side of the story. They're not covering what InfoWars says. They're just covering what false allegations are being waged against InfoWarriors. If you follow Fox, they're not following what Tucker says. They're just firing him, right? So InfoWars is by far and away the best place to get your news, get your truth. Stay with us, folks. We will be back after this segment with the next 2 hours of the show. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on air today. Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor and a pleasure.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.